Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. As we sit here today, the option adjusted spread, or OAS, on the U.S. High Yield Index sits at 307 over with a duration of just over 3 years. That may seem tight, but it's actually 14 wider on the year despite a positive 7% index return. Compare that to U.S. investment grade corporates, which has an equivalent spread of just 83 basis points over and a duration of 6.4 years. That high yield to IG spread relationship is 47 or so basis points wider today than what you saw in the tights in January. Said another way, no, U.S. high yield spreads are not too tight. In yield to worst terms, investors in corporate bonds can pick up 2.1% more yield for less than half the duration or interest rate risk by investing in U.S. high yield. We live and breathe these seemingly minuscule spread moves every day on the desk, but the reality is corporate bonds are doing what they're supposed to do for investors that want to generate income each month. We believe investors should spend the time in the market as opposed to timing the market, and that will win the day. If you find yourself unsure of the yo-yo that is Mag 7 over the last month, we believe corporate bonds should provide a steady port in the storm. The U.S. government has reopened, and we'll see a wave of pent-up economic data in the coming weeks that will likely increase volatility in the rate space. September jobs data, yes, September, should be released November 20th, but we won't see November and December data until after the Fed decision on December 10th. Luckily, well-rated high-yield bonds keep doing their thing by generating interest income for the end clients with less vol and less noise, which seems like a decent place to be as we enter the Thanksgiving and December holiday season.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.